The legislative aide to the late Massachusetts State Representative Galen Caridi is running to fill the vacated seat. Kevin Toll, a Democrat, talks about his decision to run for the first Berkshire District seat.
For about the last year, I've been the legislative aide to the former state representative, Gil Caridi. During that time, I was able to coordinate a lot of the legislative and budget projects for the office, as well as in general, travel around the district to meet people and have conversations about important policy issues. I believe that because of that, I'm in the best position to take over for Representative Caridi.
Why are you the best person to fill this seat?
I'm the only candidate with experience working with the legislature. I know the people in Boston, and I've worked with the other representatives and their staff, and I know who I need to talk to get the work done. So between my experience in the legislature, my educational background, and just the work that I've done in my community, Lanesboro, and the conversations I've had the opportunity to be part of, and the opportunity to travel around the district with Representative Caridi, I believe that I would be ready from day one to segue into the position and make sure that all the projects we started for all of the communities get done, as well as to make sure that new ideas come to the forefront and are pursued in the legislature.
What are some of the initiatives that you're most excited about?
Single-payer health care, changing the state aid formula for rural schools. I'm looking to pursue paid family leave, and I also, as far as energy is concerned, I'm looking at creating a state green bank, as well as some initiatives related to incentivizing solar and alternative energy products and projects. And I'm also looking to do a lot in the area of economic development, particularly addressing transportation issues, housing issues, and education as well.
A lot of what North County has been trying to do, according to officials, is to try to make it a mecca of arts and culture and, in some ways, education through MCLA. How do your initiatives kind of play into that, into the current climate of the region?
So I've seen the work that particularly North Adams and Adams have done related to arts. And one of my plans calls for looking at how we can legislatively address tourism related to arts and the creative economy, how we can bring people to North County for the arts and cultural attractions. Working with the representative, we had filed legislation to, number one, create a cultural corridor that would run from Williamstown to North Adams and then down to Adams that would encompass the Clark, Williams College Museum of Art, Mass MoCA, and the countless other cultural and historical sites between Williamstown and Adams. And the idea was to create a designation that would set this region apart from other areas of the state and bring people in. So in addition to the arts and creative economy and the energy that we had talked about, I also have a plan to incentivize what they call agritourism. So it basically there's a new emerging market for tourism that focuses around people going to farms. And in the Berkshires, we have an abundance of farms, and they're great ones. And you just see, even in Lanesboro, you see new ones popping up. And I want to be able to incentivize people to visit these farms, which supports the local economy, supports local business, supports local jobs. And I think the state needs to be doing more with that. There's already a program by which these farms can purchase signage to have. So, for example, along Route 7 or Route 8, the farms that are not directly on either of those roads can purchase signage from the state and have the state put them up along the road. But I don't think they should need to. I think it's something that the state should be doing on its own. So then in addition to agriculture, I also want to look at affordable college. And so we had, with Representative Caridi, we had filed a budget amendment that would create a program similar to New York for just for MCLA. That would, so in New York, they have a program that anyone under a certain, any family under a certain income gets 4 years of free tuition at a state school. We tried to do that for MCLA. It unfortunately didn't get through the budget. I would like to see that done on a statewide basis because that's the only way Massachusetts can compete with New York. MCLA stands to lose, I think their projection was something like near 20% of students that come from New York to MCLA. They're going to lose all those students. And then the third really big initiative is to create a program in Massachusetts similar to the Startup New York program. And Representative Curry had actually filed language that I had researched and drafted a good part of. The difference is we remove the state schools from the equation. So in New York, any business that comes in has to partner with a state school, and that's been the source of a lot of the issues in New York. So what our legislation does is to create a state oversight of that process. It allows businesses to come in, and states can negotiate tax incentives with the businesses for coming in, for in the condition that the new businesses create a set, at least 50 jobs that last for the duration of the tax agreement, and that the businesses that come in will offer to train local workers to take the jobs. So the local workers have preference over anyone else. So, for example, if a business comes into North Adams, that business would receive tax incentives if they provide 50 jobs in North Adams and train people in the greater North Adams area to take those jobs.
That's First Berkshire District State Representative candidate Kevin Toll. So far, Toll is facing three fellow Democrats, North Adams City Councilor Lisa Blackmer, Stephanie Bosley, daughter of former State Representative Daniel Bosley, and former North Adams Mayor John Barrett. The primary will be October 10th. Republican Christine Canning is also in the running. The general election is November 7th.